In 1519, Hernan Cortes made a decision that would echo through history. Upon landing on the shores of the New World, he faced impossible odds. Outnumbered and surrounded by uncertainty, he gave an audacious order: burn the ships. With no way to retreat, his men had one choice: fight to succeed or die trying. And they did succeed. Cortes' story isn't just about conquest, it's about commitment. It's about making bold decisions, eliminating excuses, and going all in on your vision. Welcome to Burning the Ships, the podcast where we explore what it means to take risks, push boundaries, and refuse to look back. I'm Jason Seward, your host. In each episode, we'll share stories, strategies, and insights to help you tackle your challenges head on, overcome obstacles, and make your own history. This is Burning the Ships. Let's get started. Welcome to Burning the Ships Weekly Ramble, and I'm your host, Jason Seward. And today I'm going to talk about the topic of time, and I'm going to kind of make an analogy, you know, between time and money, you know, both as currency, and kind of go through a mindset episode around all that. And before I get into that, I will do JJ's joke of the week. And here it is. How is a baseball team like a pancake? They both need a good batter. That's very true, JJ. As read this, we are in the middle of our little 8U Rec League baseball tournament. And so that's a fitting one for him to give me this week. So now, on to, well, before I dive into the topic, I'll kind of give you an idea of kind of how I'm, what direction I'm going with these weekly rambles moving forward. It's not going to be a big change, but one thing I have typically done for the last 2 years or year and a half since we launched the podcast. So I've done probably 75 of these rambles roughly. And, of the 75, 100% of them have been completely just off the top of my head and whatever topic I'm inspired to talk about that day. So, and I get inspired by, you know, quotes I hear, books I read, conversations I have and stuff like that. But I always come into them with no plan. So I literally just start recording and go. And I just spew from the top of my head. And I love doing that because it's a challenge for me. It keeps me sharp, keeps me, you know, thinking and practicing articulation and all that stuff. But there is one challenge, and that is I tend to go on tangents, and then I look up and realize I've been talking for 30 minutes and I got to wrap it up. So I miss a lot of, like, if I have an idea, I'm inspired to talk about something on a weekly ramble, I kind of gather thoughts in my head and then I go, but then I realize sometimes I don't touch half of my thoughts I had. So recently, separate from the podcast, but I've started writing a weekly blog for our website. And most of it is business related, but a lot of it's going to be mindset, you know, marriage, parenting, whatever topic I want to write on. But doing it in a blog style forces me to sit down and like think through as I put words on paper, right? I'm typing those words out and it helps me organize those thoughts better. So kind of moving forward, it won't be every week, but what I'm going to start doing is these blog articles or blog posts that I'm doing, which are just short written forms of an idea, I'm going to bring them into the weekly rambles. And because I kind of have a template to work off of, it'll make sure I hit all my bullet points, all my main thoughts and stuff like that, while I still go down my normal tangent. So that's kind of just a little bit, hopefully it'll be a better flowing podcast or episode, these weekly rambles, with me kind of having a template to work off of that are coming from the blogs I wrote the prior week. So this week, I was inspired about the topic of time because recently there's just been a lot going on, both professionally and personally in my life in the form of time, right? Meaning my requirement of my time, the requirement of my time, is stretching me pretty thin here lately, right? And I ever since leaving my corporate job, I've had a major shift in my perspective around time and how I value it, how I spend it, all those things, right? So I am obsessively aware of when my time is allocated to things that aren't at the top of the priority list for me, right? So call that wasting time or whatever it is. But so when that happens, it's very top of mind to me and I'm trying to fix it. So since it's been top of mind, and what's been busy lately is we've ramped up big time in the business. Things have started to scale really the last 6 to 8 months at a very good level with our lending business. But with that comes, you know, a lot of time requirement to spend time on things, making sure everything's good and running smoothly, which we've done. Both of my kids are very active in sports and various things. So that has kept us just running crazy every weekend, every weeknight. Very few weeknights do we get, you know, dinner nights or movie nights or something like that. So that's been going on. And, you know, just in general, just a lot of things have come up. So again, it's because of all these things, and most of them are personal. You know, I got the business, but most of them, you know, I enjoy watching my kids play sports, right? I don't enjoy when it consumes every night. I don't, and nor do they. I don't believe that. So, but it's been very top of mind lately, this topic of time and how I think about it and how I manage it. So what we're going to do is kind of go through, I'll start it off with kind of like a thought experiment. Many of you may have heard this before, but if you were given, if somebody said, I'll give you $10 million, but tomorrow will be your last day on earth, your last day alive. Most people are not going to take that, you know, if that $10 million, right? I certainly wouldn't. I want to live beyond tomorrow, right? So assuming everyone listening to this would give that same answer, like, yeah, I'd love $10 million, but if I can't live beyond tomorrow, what's the point? Maybe you leave a legacy of money for your family, but that's not what they want. So that's not the correct answer. So assuming that everybody would choose living beyond tomorrow rather than choose the $10 million, we'll go from there. So what does that tell you? That time that you spend is more important than money, right? I think logically everybody knows that, right? I think everybody is aware that their time is a more valuable currency than money. The problem is our habits don't reflect that logic, right? So if, like, we're giving up our time most of us on a daily basis to earn more money. Now, there's nuance here. You have to do that to some degree, because in order to free up time or to be able to utilize the time in a way that is healthy and valuable to those around you and yourself, well, to some degree, money has to be there, a currency to afford you to do those things, right? So you have to walk this balance of, yes, I have to earn money. I can't spend all of my time unless, you know, I have some other resources to fund it. But in general, an individual, let's use me for example, I'm 43 years old. I can't just stop everything that earns me money, because all my income is not completely passive yet, right? So I actively have to go out and earn an income through my business, through whatever means necessary. So that comes at a cost of time, right? So I have to do that in order to have the money, the currency, to afford to have value in the time that I have, right? So to say that I'll never waste time to earn money is impossible. Like, I mean, again, unless you have another resource out there to fund your lifestyle of full time doing whatever you want. But what happens, the trap that a lot of people fall into, is they prioritize the money over the time and the things that are most important, that they would say are most important. They trick themselves into thinking, the more I work, the harder I grind, the less time I spend on myself, my family, and my relationships, the more time I can devote to making more money. You cross this line, individuals cross this line where time is not only not available, I mean, it's there, but it's not, you're not using it on the things that are highest priority. You are choosing to use 90% of your time on something that, by answering the question, would you take more money to not live by or through tomorrow? If you're choosing to take or spend all your time making that money, then you're giving up tomorrow and the next day and time away from everything else and away from yourself to earn the money that you said wasn't as important as the time spent on yourself and those around you. So, like, think about that just for a second. And what I mean is, I'm not talking about going to work every day, earning your income, or running your business every day, but a lot of folks go down this path of, and I'll give an example. Like, I worked at, right out of college, before I started my insurance career, I worked at Dominion Power. And I was, at the time, 20 years old, 21 years old. I didn't have anything but time. Nothing filled my time, right? I mean, I had a lot of hobbies and stuff like that. Not married, no kids at the time. But I had a lot of time that I could trade for making more money, right? So, and I did that. I worked a lot of overtime. So, like, let's say I had a salary of maybe $50,000 at the time for annually. Well, I could double that working overtime. So I had the option of signing up for every bit of overtime I could, and I did. I worked as much overtime as I could at that point in my life. But working down there, what I saw, you know, again, I'm 20, 21 years old, but I'm working with a lot of guys that are in their, at the time, 40s, 50s, 60s, right? So they're well into their career there. And they were still doing the same thing. Every single time overtime came up, they're down working. They're working 60, 70, 80 hours a week, right? A lot of these guys had kids at home, families, wives, a lot of women were doing it too. They had husbands and kids at home, but they were making the choice to prioritize the money over prioritizing spending their time with the things that mattered most, right? Now I talk to a lot of these people. Because I, you know, I've known them, I worked and lived around them my whole life, but now a lot of them are retired, and you know, I'll ask them what are some of the regrets they have, and to a person, most of it is they wish they hadn't have worked so much, right? They prioritized work and earning more money when that, like, at some point you're hitting your financial needs, right? You're earning enough to pay the bills, live a lifestyle that you want to live, fund all the things you want to fund. And then at some point it goes beyond that. And now you're just going and working overtime and grinding, for what, right? What you're earning more income. That's not going to change anything. It's just padding the bank account, which is fine. But to do that actively and proactively and spend the time doing that, it is compromising things in your life that you and most people identify as more important than that money. But yet you go earn that extra money trying to justify it, saying you're doing it for the things that are more important, but you're not spending time with those things, family, friends, self, things like that. So, like, time versus money, it's for me, it was a perspective shift, right? So I mentioned I was working there at Dominion in my 20s, or well, like 2 years. And then I went to work for Farm Bureau Insurance. And same thing, when I first started there, I wasn't married. Got married soon after I started, to Katie. Then we started having kids and stuff. But and I'm thinking of the best way to articulate this. I, at that point in my life, from say mid-20s to mid-30s, really, it mentally prioritized my family, right? So I knew that they were the top priority, but my actions and my habits did not back that up. They did not back that priority up. And what I mean by that is I could not pull myself, or I could have. I was not willing to pull myself out of this grind of really working all the time and prioritizing my schedule around my career, right? So when you would look at my calendar for really about a 10, 12, maybe even more year, if I can go back and look at my Outlook calendar over all those years, what you'll see is every day filled with meetings, time blocks to prospect, meetings at night, networking events, travel I had to do for work occasionally, things like that. But it would flood my calendar. You'd look Monday through Friday, and it was just filled with work stuff. And what you would see is occasionally I'd block off like a 5 p.m. on family night, right? So I would fit that in when I saw an opportunity to put it in. So my perspective at the time was my career runs my calendar and I'll fill the gaps with family and my personal stuff afterwards. So what that led to is I never carved out time for myself to exercise, do my hobby. I mean, I'd take a week or two off during hunting season. I'd hunt, or I'd leave work, you know, a couple days a week early to go hunt or something like that. Or I would, during the summer, we would do vacations and stuff like that. But in general, my normal work week was filled with hardcore, just fill the calendar up. And I had this mindset of I had to do that. If I looked at my calendar on a Sunday and it wasn't filled up with work stuff, I felt like I wasn't moving the needle. I was failing my company, failing myself, not going to earn the income I wanted, not going to, all those things were in my head. So it led my time allocation week to week. And then again, I would fill in the gaps with family stuff. That's a terrible way to be. Like, looking back on it, thank God I was able to catch myself and pull myself out of that. And I'll get to that in a minute, while my kids were still relatively young. Had I kept going that way, I would have fallen more and more into that habit and just conformed to really what most people do is just grind, 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 and then they blink and they're up. Their kids are out of school having their own kids. Now they got grandkids that they can, you know, overcompensate spending time with them because they didn't with their own kids and they live in regret and all that. I did not want to do that. Unfortunately, I caught myself. So that's how I was spending, or that's how I was allocating my time. It was, I've got this bank of time, and I don't know when it's going to end. Like, I can't look at my balance of time and say, oh, I've got this much left, so I can only spend this much. It's hard to budget time because you don't know what the ending balance is going to be. And again, trying to make the analogy to money. So it's hard to budget it. But what time I could predict was this next week, assuming I'm alive, I've got 24 hours a day, 7 days ahead of me. I've got to fill as much of it up with work as I can. That was how I was choosing to spend my time. So I started getting burned out with that mentality. And also I was involved with a lot of things, a lot of networking groups, you know, everything I get involved with. For whatever reason, I had this mentality of I've got to go over the top with my involvement. So I have to have some kind of leadership role or influence on the group. I don't know if that's ego or that's just by nature. I want to have control of things. But that's what I was doing. So I was doing all that, doing all the work stuff, all that craziness. Then I start going hard and hot and heavy with real estate. So now I've got all my time allocated to my career. What's left is going into real estate stuff. And who paid for that? My wife, my kids. There was about a 3-4 year period where I had 2 full-time jobs, legit. I was, every waking minute I had outside of my career, I was educating myself on real estate, making offers, underwriting deals, had flips going on, rentals going on, all that stuff. And I was scaling at a pretty quick pace. So reached a point where my bandwidth, and I talk about bandwidth a lot, like bandwidth of time, but think about I was having a conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and we were like comparing our bandwidth to a memory card, right? So let's say you have a memory card with a, you know, or a hard drive with a 1 terabyte of storage in there of, you know, things that it can hold. Well, if I was that memory card and I had 1 terabyte, then I was always during those few years right at the max, like right there maxing out. I got to delete something to make room for the next thing, and it's chaos and it's stress and it's pressure and it's all these things. And that's no way to live. Like everybody in my life felt the downstream effects of that, which is me just being on edge, me being not always my positive self, which naturally I am. Like I had a few year period where I was not who I am because I just was filling the plate so much and I wasn't managing the time appropriately. So that led to the ultimate decision of I've got to cut something out. Well, what did I do? I cut out the thing that earned me the most money was my career, right? My corporate career. That was the thing I cut out because that was the thing that was taking up the most bandwidth in my life. I could see a path forward with this other thing in real estate where it's going to take a lot of bandwidth and a lot of that memory space, talking about the 1 terabyte, but it was a path forward to start moving to a place where I could get my income ultimately passive, meaning I don't have to trade so much time to get the return as I desire, right? So things in real estate, you build over time and then it appreciates and whatever niche you're in, but ultimately you're building towards a wealth mechanism that pays you money without you have to actively go out and do it. You're building things that provide value, whether it's houses that provide a place for people to live, whether it's lending money like we do, that provide people an opportunity to fix and flip and run their businesses and ultimately give people a place to live with a good finished house. All that can be built and then scaled and roll on without me having to allocate so much bandwidth and time to it. So that's the one I chose, right? And that's when my perspective shifted almost immediately. I can tell you the exact, I could look back and give you the exact date, but I can tell you the exact moment that my perspective shifted and I changed everything with how I managed my time. Like when I say changed everything, I mean came home from the event, instantly changed how I managed my calendar, everything. So I left my career or my insurance career, end of the year 2022. 2 months or a month and a half later, I was in Puerto Rico at a mastermind event. There was a speaker there talking about this idea of kind of what I'm talking about now, but time management and valuing time and stuff like that. So she shared her calendar and she had it up there on the big screen and she walked us through an exercise of how she does her calendar week to week. Every week, for the most part, you got some things that carry, like some appointments and stuff like that, or meetings that might carry over from the week prior. But for the most part, every week starts off with a blank slate. That's how I manage my calendar now. I communicate with my wife mostly every Sunday. And a lot of times this is just a 5-minute conversation just to kind of compare notes, make sure we're on the same page with the calendar. I fill the calendar with all of the family stuff. I do not miss anything with my family. Nothing. I attend all the events. Hell, as I'm recording this yesterday, this was unintentional, but there was a school program where my son got a few awards for something. Nothing big. They were big to him, but well, my wife and I didn't know he was even going to be a part of the program or that his class was. So I didn't go to this event. Well, she sends me pictures during the event of him up there with his 3 different awards. And I'm like, what? I wanted to be there. This is a side note. But my point is, stuff like that, I typically do not miss. I will not miss ball games, practices, just time spent, movie nights, whatever it is. We load the calendar up with all that stuff, right? So I'm starting with a blank slate. I'm loading the calendar up with that. And then in between all that stuff, there's going to be plenty of long gaps where then I can fill up the calendar with business stuff. I can schedule my podcast. A lot of times my podcasts are scheduled weeks in advance, so some of them may have already been on that calendar, but I can fill the voids with anything there. I can schedule my time to communicate with the investors in our business. I can schedule my time to work out. I can schedule my time to meet with Bill to go over strategy or whatever. And anything else, all the calls I need to schedule and stuff like that can be done after I have filled it up with my family responsibilities. So think about that, what I'm sharing here. I saw this presentation. This is how she presented it. That might have been on a Friday. I get home that weekend, starting that Monday, and ever since. So we're over I don't even know what year we're in, 23, 24, little over 2 years since then, just about every week I have managed my calendar this way. So think about that extreme perspective shift. I went from 20 years of letting my career fill my calendar before I plugged in anything personal. And then what happened? There wasn't a lot of room there for personal stuff. Made excuses that I'm so busy that I can't do this or that. Since then, I now do the exact opposite. I load my calendar up with all the family and important stuff to me. Hell, I'll even block off time for golf now and stuff like that. Just things that are important to me, my sanity, and how I want to allocate my time. And then I fill the gaps with the business stuff and the meetings and stuff like that. Huge shift. What has it done for me? It has, number one, obviously allowed me to be way more present and intentional with my family, right? I think everybody in my family would say that I am there. I am locked in. I am focused with them. Very rarely am I distracted by anything in business or career. Now, others may say they just can't do that. Well, I can, and that's how I choose to do it. And I'm a much calmer and just a better human being when I do it this way. The other thing is, and I've talked about this a little bit before, but now that I crunch my boundaries down quite a bit on what I allocate toward my business and focus for that, I am locked in during those time blocks. Locked in, like absolutely locked in. Nothing's going to distract me. I'm comfortable turning all my notifications off and just locking in on whatever it is I need to focus on for those 3 or 4 hours or 2 hours or 1 hour, whatever I blocked off to focus on whatever the task is. I am way more productive. Let's say in the past, or let's say I was still operating like I had for so many years, and I would block off 8 hours for a Wednesday to do investor work. Let's call it investor prospecting or follow up or whatever. I've just blocked off 8 hours to focus on that. Now, that's how I would have done it in the past. I don't have any direction. I've just blocked 8 hours off on that. Well, now I might block off 3 hours for the same work. And those 3 hours, I know I've got to get a lot done. So I'm able to like mentally just block everything else off. And for me, this works, and laser focus on that one thing. When I used to give myself the full 8 hours to do whatever the task was I need to focus on, when I would do that, I could work slow. I would procrastinate. I might spend an hour scrolling through social media. I might spend another hour just sitting there zombieing, reading an article that had nothing related to what I'm doing, because I knew I had 8 hours to get what I'm doing, and I know I'm capable of doing it in 3, right? So I would trick myself in thinking, I got to fill this whole time up doing something that's important, where now I got 3 hours. There is no room for BS. There's no room to be scrolling through Instagram or anything like that. I got to lock in, and I do it. I've been much more, I would say I am 50%+ more productive in time, with time that I focus on things now, doing it this way, than I have ever been in my career, in my life. Again, so two of the major things I needed to get right around time was time with family and friends. I am there, I am present, and I'm not compromising that anymore. And then focus when I do have the time that I need to spend on the things that make me money. All right. So that was a perspective shift. So like for me, non-negotiables. I don't miss anything with my family unless it is something, you know, like a one-off, so important I can't miss it, I can't compromise it. Most of the time, that there is not much coming up like that. I used to be such a destination-focused person, like this one-day mentality. I can't wait until mentality. Now, I just go freaking do what I want to do. And I figure it out on the way there or afterwards, right? And when I mean on the way there, in time on the way there. So I used to obsess over every penny. And, you know, it was a scarcity mindset, right? Now I have a full abundance mindset. I can figure anything out. I have the confidence that instead of someday, one day I'm going to do this. No, I put parameters around that now. So I said, about a year ago, I set a goal within the next 5 years, Katie and I would buy our first Outer Banks, like vacation home down in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. We're 1 year into that. I've got 4 years left. That's not a one day thing. That is as soon as I get everything situated where I'm comfortable making that leap, which we're comfortable doing it now, but you know, it's, I want a couple other things to be in place. But my point is I'm not going to let time get away from me there. I've set a boundary around it. I'm going to go and do it before the time that I've allocated to do it in. I've set other goals like that, that are very time restricted. And that's important to me to put parameters around it rather than saying one day I want to. It is by this date I'm going to, right? So that's a different perspective I've taken now. You know, it's time is a budget, right? And just like money has to be managed on a budget, time has to be budgeted, right? And I don't think a lot of people view it this way. The difference between time and money is what I talked about earlier. Time, you can choose how you spend it, just like you can choose how you spend money, but you cannot earn it back. So money, if let's say I make a poor purchase, I go out here and I buy a Lamborghini, which I never would, I have no interest in that, but just using that as an example, I go out and buy a Lamborghini, a Ferrari, whatever the case may be, I drop $250,000 on it. Now I got this beautiful new Lamborghini Ferrari. It's cool for a minute. Strokes my ego, does whatever, I look cool. It's probably not a good use of my money, right? Well, to course correct there, I can go sell that Lamborghini and get my money back, right? So I can trade that back to get that money I spent back. I can go earn more money to replace what I just spent on that. So that's an option. I can go earn it. So I have unlimited earning potential there. When it comes to time, I can't go and trade that back in. I can't go and earn any more time. Now, I can influence to some degree how much time I have on this earth by trying to stay healthy. Like, right, I might, hopefully, I'm so focused on my health and well-being that I'm pretty confident unless I get some disease or get attacked by a bear or struck by lightning, just something crazy, I hope I'm able to live, maybe because of some things that I've influenced, maybe 10 extra years on this earth, right? So I can do things to influence time, but at the end of the day, I could get eaten by that bear tomorrow. So it's not known, right? But you can't earn more. I can't go out and do something that's going to give me the time back or earn more time that I have right now. I'm 43. I got a 13 and 8-year-old and a beautiful wife that I want to spend all the time I can with. When I choose to spend that time going to a flipping non a board meeting of something that has that could be done over email or something like that, but I choose to go to that at 7 o'clock at night rather than be home with my family eating dinner and playing board games. I can't get that time back. I can't earn it back. That time is gone. I can't go tomorrow and work really hard to earn that night back. I can't do it. So when I started having this perspective around time and really obsessing how I spend it, allocate it, and how it cannot go back, I'm laser focused on it, man. And I appreciate my time, but I don't spend time. Another great example would be time. I've been guilty of this. I'll be scrolling through social media. I'll see something. Somebody post a video or something that's controversial, kind of entertaining because of it's controversial. And I'll go, and it might be a celebrity or something. And I'll spend, I don't do this anymore, but I have. I'll spend 30 minutes zombieing over just reading comments and laughing at comments. Is that providing any value? Maybe like some short-term entertainment, like I get a laugh or something like that. But 30 minutes, that 30 minutes, unlike the $30 I spend on, you know, a new hat or something like that, that $30, I can go make that back tomorrow, today. That 30 minutes, I cannot go earn it back. I just wasted it. And that 30 minutes could have been spent on something more productive in my life rather than reading comments on some social media post that I know nothing about, right? Ask yourself how often you do that. The doom scrolling. You're just sitting there scrolling, 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 scrolling. It's wasting time. And to you, it might not be wasting time. You might justify it as entertainment, but you ain't getting that time back. It wasn't spent, you know, with your family. It wasn't spent on something productive. It wasn't spent on something making you healthier. Now, if you spent 30 minutes of that time or an hour watching like an educational video on real estate or mindset or health and fitness and stuff like that, then yeah, that time is well spent because now you can take what you just saw and apply it to future time and the, you know, moving forward. But when we look at time like this and realize that, you know, money, I can always go and see my remaining balance. I talked about that earlier. I can go in and see that, all right, there's $10,000 in that checking account right now. I know that that's my remaining balance, but also know that I can add $2,000 to it through earning more of it. And that's going to go up and down. I can always see where I'm at and I can budget accordingly. With time, you can't. Can't log into your time account and see how what your balance is. You don't know. My balance might literally, as I'm recording this podcast, be up in 30 seconds. I don't know that, right? None of us know that. So we don't know what our balance is. So we're operating in the blind on that, but we still have to budget. We know we have to budget as if it's an unlimited balance, right? So we don't know when it's going to end. So we have to budget accordingly. But the problem is, like, if you had unlimited money, you would spend it on everything, right? You'd spend it on everything. Well, if we operate as if we have unlimited time, which hopefully we do, at some point it's going to end. But if we operate that way and then we get comfortable spending it on anything, we're wasting something that could end tomorrow, right? So budget your time. And that's where it goes back to, like, what I said earlier, the exercise I do every week is block my time off. And I do it in a way that blocks time off based on priorities in my life, right? Yes, I've still got to actively earn some income. So I've got to block off time to do that. But I also got to actively raise my kids and actively love my wife and actively be a good friend and actively do whatever I can to, you know, bring more value to this world in my bubble. So I have to block accordingly. So one thing that I've done this a couple of times over my life, and I want to, and I'm getting a little long with this ramble, but one thing I want to encourage everybody to do is, and this doesn't take time, it just takes focus to do it, but do a time audit. Use whatever means you want to use. Use your calendar, use a spreadsheet, print off a log, a journal, something like that, and literally track every 30 minutes of your day, and do that for a couple weeks. Now the problem is a lot of people try to do this and they're not honest with themselves. So they know they're tracking it, so they're either not going to be honest about it, or because they don't have to do this, or they're going to be buttoned up for those 2 weeks, and it's not going to be a true time audit. But do what you try to do what you normally do, and just log how you spend the time. What you're going to find is just like your financial budget, you're going to find a lot of fat you can trim, a lot of things that you can adjust and make better to be more efficient, to spend your time better, just like you could when you budget your finances to spend your money better. So do that. And then think, as you're doing that, look at each block. Like as you, right, so for this 30 minutes, I scrolled on Facebook. For this 30 minutes, I walked the dog. This 30 minutes, I made breakfast. Whatever. Just log it all down and then start trying to put a value, you've heard of return on investment with money, but this would be return on time. So, and really return on investment of that time. But ask yourself, like, rate the return you got from the time, and do it in 30-minute blocks. If you got, I like 30 minutes. Some people do 15, some do an hour. But, and people use different methods. Like, five is that is very valuable, and I got good return on that time, to one being I got nothing out of that time. That was a complete waste. So, range it, rank it that. Another buddy of mine that does this or kind of preaches this, he'll just simply do smiley face or frowny face. I think that's what he uses. But if the time brought happiness and joy to him and fulfilled him, it's a smiley face. If it's a frowny face and it was like laboring for him to spend that time doing that task or whatever it is, he delegates it. And that's how he does his time audits. And then ultimately, that's how he figures out how to budget time. And then there's this idea of time bankruptcy, right? And this is what I was experiencing when I mentioned I had the real estate, the job, and the family and everything else going on. But time bankruptcy is when you've said yes to way too many things, right? I'm guilty of it. But a lot of those things don't matter. But you filled up your calendar with those things, and now, like, you're in a tailspin. Like, you have no more time to spend. You're trying to spend it. It's all spent on the wrong things, and you are time bankrupt. So think about that. And that pretty much sums it up. I got a couple other things. I mean, it's things to ask yourself, if you're choosing to allocate time to continue to earn more and more money, why is that? Like, is it a status thing? Is it a fear thing? Is it like the scarcity mindset? Like, it's all going to go away, so I got to keep earning it. Is it ego? Is it insecurity? It's probably one of those things. But if you are grinding and wasting spending time, allocating time beyond what is necessary to earn what you need and what you need to take care of, like your lifestyle and stuff like that, it becomes either status, fear, ego, insecurity, one of those things. Legacy, a lot of people justify like grinding and not spending so much time at home because they need to earn as much possible so they can leave their family as much possible. I can promise you, my kids anyway, do not give a crap, nor does my wife, how much money I leave behind, right? We're going to be okay. My wife is very resourceful. My kids are going to be very resourceful. They do not need me to set them up with gazillions of dollars to fund their lifestyles forever, right? I'm responsible with that. I have things in place. There's something does happen to me, they're all going to be fine. But I don't need to sacrifice all my time with them to go earn millions and millions of dollars just so they can say, yeah, daddy made millions and millions of dollars, but we don't have daddy. He's gone or he's never here, right? I'm extremely sensitive to this because I did not have my father, and it wasn't due to how he chose his time. He chose to make some choices that took him away from us, but I'm very sensitive. I want to spend my time physically, mentally focused on my kids as much as possible. As a result of that, I say no to a lot. And probably so much so that I frustrate some people, right? There are some things I could be a part of that I could probably have a positive influence on that would require my time, and it would positively impact, well, community or things around me and stuff like that. I have to say no to them right now. I have to, because that time spent there is time spent away from the things that are top priority to me. So that return on my time is less valuable spent there than it is with the things that matter most to me. So ask yourself, like, why? First of all, do the time audit if you're able to do that. But just really reflect on like how you're spending your time and try to shift that perspective from I am spending time to earn more money to make everything else in my life better, because that's not it, to oh, time, I don't know when it's going to end. And this is just as important as that money that I'm trying to spend time on to earn. Right. So if you can view time as just as or more important than the currency of money, I think it will shift perspective. It'll shift your mindset. It'll shift the joy of those around you, and the joy that you have in your own brain and heart. So I have gone way too long on this one. It's about a 45-minute episode, but I hope somebody got a little something from it. And we'll go ahead and wrap it up there. So think about time, compare it to money. Try to look at your own life, look deep into how you spend money, how you spend time, and see if you've got any inconsistencies there and anything you can kind of shift perspective and make some changes. So with that, we'll wrap up another episode of Burning the Ships Weekly Ramble. Y'all have a good one. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Burning the Ships. I want to give a special thanks to our sponsor, 608B Capital, helping real estate investors secure fast, reliable funding to fuel their boldest moves. If you're ready to take your investing to the next level, visit 608bcapital.com to learn more. If you found value in today's episode, please take a moment to rate and review the podcast. Your feedback not only helps us improve, but it also helps us reach more people who are ready to burn the ships and commit fully to their goals. And don't forget to share the episode with someone who needs that extra push to take bold action. I'll leave you with this. Burning the ships isn't just about removing the option to retreat. It's about unlocking the courage to charge forward. No matter the odds, the past is behind you and the future is yours to conquer. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time on Burning the Ships.